Welcome to Time with Baba, the Fashion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 17, Tuesday, 2020, Day 77. Today's topic, after the plague, total obedience, cherish the opportunity to worship God. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. That's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 40, verses 6 to 10, Numbers chapter 26, verses 1 to 51, Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 52, Proverbs 11, verse 15. Today's main passages. First one is Numbers chapter 26, verses 1 to 4. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and Elijah, son of Aaron. The priest, take a census of the whole Israelite community by families. All those 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army of Israel. So on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, Moses and Elijah, the priest, spoke with them and said, take a census of the men 20 years old or more, as the Lord commanded Moses. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 50. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival, according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it, thinking he was in their company. They traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, after the plague, total obedience. Cherish the opportunity to worship God. Today, Ontario and Alberta started Emergency Act to sub all on essential services and needs, and that is to close all schools, community centers, restaurants, daycare, churches, and more. And our Prime Minister Trudeau announced today to call back all the MPs to have an emergency meeting, because to pass the Emergency Act for the whole nation needs the Parliament to pass that motion. So maybe in 2 days' time, the whole Canada will be in Emergency Act. Frightened? Do not be frightened. Jesus is Lord. The wonderful thing is that in the beginning of today's numbers is after the plague. Wow. When the whole world is hoping, when will this COVID-19 be over? And today's numbers and look tell us that when the two plagues were over, there was the time for good things to come. Well, if and only if, as Christians, can be more and more close to Jesus, and that we can be salt and light in this most critical time on earth to really live out Christ's life. Live out Christ's likeness. Are you willing? What would happen after COVID-19? Number one, total obedience. Numbers tells us that because of the disobedience of the Israelites to the command that God had through Moses and Aaron, there were three disasters happened, and two of those were plagues. Numbers chapter 16 verse 35, chapter 16 verse 49, and chapter 25 verse 9, and 38,950 Israelites died because of that. Today's numbers passage tells us that at last the Israelites experienced God's love and power, and willing to totally obey God's command. Their disobedience and rebelliousness caused them to wander in the desert for 40 years, and they grumbled and divided for 40 years. At last, they were in total obedience and had that courage to cross the Jordan, destroy Jericho, and enter into the promised land. Do you think similar thing would happen to many churches? I hope so, and I think so. Number two, cherish the opportunity to worship God. Many churches worldwide suspend their Sunday services and other activities in the midst of this crisis. Our church started that 2 days ago. I deeply believe that when COVID-19 is over, many Christians will cherish the opportunity to be able to worship God weekly, or for us, daily. And we will cherish every opportunity to be in small groups and courses, because suddenly we come into an awareness that our right to be able to worship God can be taken away in this way. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to have that total obedience to you and can cherish our opportunity to worship you after the plague. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how could you to have that total obedience to the Lord and can cherish your opportunity to worship the Lord after the plague? Number two, what is your next step to wait patient? What is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.